So God was showing me that the testimony was the strength in the testimony. And the priest had to stand in the Jordan until everything was done, until all those stones were stacked. And I believe that there were a lot of Israelites there, and I believe it probably still took them a long time to stack those stones and to get everybody across the river. The priest had to stand with the Ark of the Testimony, is what the Bible called it. They had to stand in the middle of the Jordan River for the Ark of the Testimony until everything was done, until the way was prepared, and then they were allowed to cross. And only then would the Ark of the Presence be allowed to come into the camp in this new land. But the testimony had to come first. The next step was they all had to be circumcised, because all the old warriors that were in the desert with Moses had died off. So the new had to be circumcised. The majority of us know what that circumcision means to us when God wants to circumcise us. But without getting too far into that, I just want to go ahead and just tell you some of these other things that he was showing me about these books. Is they had to get a word. And a man came to Joshua with a sword. Joshua immediately responded, "Are you for us or against us?" And he said, "Neither. I am a commander of the army of the Lord." But he had a word for Joshua. And Joshua really couldn't move without that word. He got across the river because he got a word to move across the river. He moved across the river. He built the altar of stones, is what I'm going to call it, because it was the altar of the testimony of God. But without a word, he couldn't proceed any farther. But there were very specific instructions given. The seven trumpets, seven priests would go before the ark, and they would march around the city one time for 6 days. And then they had to proclaim what God had shown them at the exact time that they were told to proclaim it. Not 5 minutes before, not 5 minutes after. So when you walk around on that seventh time around, on the seventh day, shout, and the walls will come down. But I believe what the word said was, shout, and the city will be given unto you. There's a lot of meaning in that, to me. There's a boatload of meaning. But they had to first believe God and that the walls would come down. And there's a big belief pancake stack that's got to happen before walls are going to come down. They're not just going to come down because, oh Lord, I believe you. I believe that they had to believe that God existed, that God was holding their hand, that God was guiding their way, that God was guiding Joshua, and that the words that came out of Joshua's mouth were words that God wanted them to hear. And once the walls fell, the devoted things were revealed within the walls. And this is where my heart is this morning. One of the places that God took me anyway. Is these devoted things within the walls. Some of the things were devoted to God. He said, "I want the gold, the silver, and the brass. The other things I want you to burn." And I believe the things that God wanted burned within the walls of Jericho were devoted things, but they were not devoted to Him. And I believe He wanted that burned as a symbolic gesture of purification. I believe we all have these devoted things within us. Some different degrees. And I know we all still have little walls up. And I know God is tearing them down on a daily basis. And some of us on a daily basis are building those walls right back up. I'm guilty of that. But God said the walls would fall. The word of God said the walls will fall out and you can walk right in. And that's what I'm asking the Lord to do this morning. It's just to allow the walls just to fall out. Just for us to allow Him to walk right in this morning. And I'm not sure where He wants to take us this morning. But I do know that there are some devoted things in our lives. Music, people, cars, houses, jobs, there's all kinds. I mean, it goes very deep. Unless you give these things to God, these things can kill you. They killed a whole clan of people over a couple silver shekels and a robe. Something that they were coveting, and God just wasn't pleased. He gave a specific order, a specific time. They followed the instructions right up to that point, and then they said, well, God's already done what He's going to do, so I guess I can just take what's for me. But God had, I believe in my heart that God had so much more for that family. So much more than a robe and a couple shekels of silver. But to wait patiently to get what God has promised. Or not promised, but you're believing in faith that He will provide. To take it before them is a hard lesson to learn. And I know I've learned that lesson myself. And I believe some of these things that God wanted out of the city, He devoted to Himself, the gold, the silver, and the brass. And God just showed me with clarity this morning that if He would have given those things to Joshua, they would have killed him. It would have taken his relationship with God, and it would have devoured it and consumed it with lust and with earthly things. And God didn't want that for Joshua. And He didn't want that for the Israelites. He wanted it for Himself so that He could purify these items. And who knows, maybe He was going to give them back. I don't know what happened to them. God didn't take me into a spot that says, oh, well, I returned it to them later. He said, I brought it into my house. But if this body is going to reside in His house, I guess it makes it ours. So I know that in one way or another, it is coming back. And it's continuing to come back. And what struck me is really awesome was when the Israelites came and they crossed the Jordan, they stacked the stones and they made camp. For the first time ever, there was no manna. But there was fruit. For the first time. And I know what it's like to bite into a piece of fruit after not eating fruit for a long, long time. And it's a real pleasure. But I'm just hoping that the Lord will move this morning and show you some of these devoted things that you have. I know He's done it for me this morning. Let me show you some of these things that are designed to hurt you. They weren't initially designed to hurt you. But because of the distortions and the corruptions that the enemy has clearly done, they are going to hurt you. And we know they're going to hurt you. I smoke cigarettes, and I know that hurts me. And that is one of the devoted things for me. If God grew tobacco on this earth, He had a plan for it, but I'm sure it wasn't for me to use in the manner in which I'm using. And I know that He's got a plan for everybody this morning. He's got a plan to show us exactly what's behind these walls.
come to the Jordan, he said to us, till this thought we've been lost to this day. My God, we've been lost. Come to the Jordan, he said to us, come to the Jordan, he said to us, to stay. My God, we've been lost. Stack your storm so that us may know. We did, Lord, as you told us so. Stacked the stones, you told us so. Walk around the walls, but we don't say a word. Walk around the walls, but we don't say a word. As priests begin to blow their horns, speak to the walls when I tell you to. Speak to the walls when I tell you to. Speak till I tell you to. Speak to the walls and the walls will hear. Speak to the walls and the walls will hear. Speak, but not to tell you to. You built these walls and they rose so high. You built these walls and they rose so high. Now these walls come down. Built these walls and they rose so high. Built these walls and they rose so high. Shout now, walls come down. Doorposts and thresholds begin to shake. Doorposts and thresholds begin to shake. Come down. Right now, the walls of Jericho are falling down. The walls of Jericho are falling out. Come down, right now, saith the Lord. The walls of Jericho are falling down. The walls of Jericho are falling down. Walk right in. Speak to the walls and the walls will hear. Speak to the walls and the walls will hear. Come down right now. Be with all. Speak to the walls deep within. Speak to the walls that are deep within. Come down right now, dear Lord. Revealing devoted things in us. Revealing devoted things in us. By God, purified. Speak to me. Give you the gold and the silver and the brass. Give you the gold and the silver and the brass. What it means for your last. Shown us, God, these devoted things that you have asked. So walls fall out, we ask you to come in. So walls fall out, we ask you to come in. Come right in, my Lord.
Saying that I just hear him as clear as I can possibly hear him right now. He's just saying there's some major cracks and some really big walls this morning. And I don't want you to be discouraged. I don't want you to be discouraged if you feel a crack but it's not falling. Because sometimes you have to walk around those walls 7 times. Sometimes 3 times isn't enough. Sometimes 4 times isn't enough.
These walls and they're all so high. Build these walls and they're all so high. Shout now, walls come down. Build these walls and they're all so high. Build these walls and hide your pride. Shout now, walls come down. Build these walls and they're all so high. Build these walls and they're all so high. Shout now, walls have come down. As the doorposts and thresholds begin to shake, as the doorposts and thresholds begin to move down. Right now, leave it alone. As the doorposts and thresholds begin to shake, as the doorposts and thresholds begin to shake down. Right now, say hello. The wooden things you should give to me. The wooden things you will give to me. Come now, give it to me. There's more to this than you can see. Devoted things are killing me.
Guiding me.
I know that this word has touched. So I'm going to ask you to just put your hand on your heart. And say, Lord Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, we're more than grateful when you choose to release to us a way of circumcision. Because it is by your Holy Spirit that you will cut away the fleshy parts of me. Whatever it is that's in my wall, that doesn't come from you. Adjust me. Cut it away. And give me the opportunity to lay it on your fiery altar. And let it be burned, that I may come out as pure gold. And the silver that's in me, if it needs to be refined, along with the gold and the brass. You want to keep all the precious parts of me. I'm asking you this, Lord, because your hand is upon me today. You're the one that's doing this mighty work on this great and final day of your feast. And I'm going to rest and let you do the work. In Jesus' name.
Oceans of mercy, winds of grace, your tides rising to brotherless peace. Your hand waters is crossing over me. Your complete light, now I can see this rain rivers. Wash me clean. I'm loose. holy place. With fire's fire, even more and more. Purify his heart. Purify me. Take these things under me. From doing all that you said I do. Move these burdens now. Let me be all you see. Come forth now, Lord, in this day. We're in the seventh day. And I know that has so much prophetic to do with these walls. Had to walk seven times dead around Jericho. They couldn't walk once. Not two, three, four, five, or six. Had to be seven. I believe today God wants to complete something in this. My fight, I shall not work. You alone provide.
Sorry, Lord, for that disbelief, for letting that disbelief come in, Lord. The disbelief that you're never going to take it away. You're never going to solve this problem. You're never going to do it, Lord. We just cast down those lies right now in the name of Jesus. We remind the enemy that he's under our feet, and we know the promises of our God. We will not be defeated. We are not defeated. Just identify these devoted things so we can give them all to you, Lord. Don't let us leave here with one, Lord. It only takes one.
Portions of mercy. Need your ways of grace. Your tide is rising, but it is this place. Your hidden waters, the rushing over me, opening up my heart. God, I see the glory. Thank you. Take all I am. Set me in a place for you. The burden of the king. Set me in a place. The burden of the king. All that I am done. Do it all for you. Selfish condition. Run away the fight in the missions when it comes to
obedience this morning, allowing His Holy Spirit a deeper place, a cutting tool, something very needed. You see, the Holy Spirit takes on whatever is needed for the Father and the Son to get His job done. So this morning, as we lift up these elements, for 7 days they were commissioned to take and eat bread without yeast, to consume it. Likewise, we've taken time with Him. And this morning, Lord, believing that You are taking us higher, cutting away that which is needed to be removed, burning it on Your altar, and let our flesh be consumed. On that night that He had made the quality decision to let Himself be offered up as a living sacrifice, He knew that His body was the price that Father needed to have, so that all of the generations to come would look back. And all the previous generations that had looked upon one that would come in obedience on every level. Again, would you place your hand over your heart? Say, Lord Jesus, the brokenness of me, like this broken bread, named Jesus. He was broken for me. And sometimes I feel broken. And there's nothing left of me. That's when you pick me up. And you can use me to transform my world. To change my world. To change my family. To change my workplace. To change my place of leisure. To change my hometown. To change my state. And to change my nation. One prayer person of righteous standing before God can change the whole nation. Thank you, Lord, for making me righteous. And thank you, Lord, for changing my nation. As he was broken, all of Israel was transformed. As I am broken, my nationality is now of the kingdom of the Most High. I rejoice that I am in the household of faith. As he was lifted up before heaven and earth, all of the Roman Empire saw the King of the Jews. When I'm lifted up as a king and as a priest, representing the kingdom of the Most High, all the glory will go to my Father. Because like when he picked up that cup, it was the cup of Elijah. And he rejoiced. And he declared, "This is my flesh. This is my blood." A covenant created and established in heaven and manifesting this day in my earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this communion. I receive with great joy. Thank you, Lord. me, Lord.
Thank you. Dying to self, my fool's cry.
back in my eye.
Every day I want to praise your name.